Here we are at the bike breakfast. Can you confirm your name?
I can. It's Hamish.
And your second name?
Hamilton.
Hamish Hamilton. And you've got your son with you here?
Yeah, Jonah.
And you joined us on the Leith feeder ride up to the Spokes Bike Breakfast today. And I didn't get a chance to speak to you at the beginning of the ride, but I wondered what your thoughts were having joined the ride all the way up and cycled from foot of Leith Walk right up to the St Chambers.
Yes, it was good to be part of the a group cycle. It's a pretty bumpy, busy road. I guess, yeah, we kind of made slower progress because we were in a group, but that was all right.
Yeah.
And it's a nice sunny day, but yeah, hopefully part of this, the council money can go a bit more towards, making it a bit of a safer road to cycle.
Uh-huh. Did you find that it was... Did you find that you felt safer with more people on the road?
It made you cycle differently, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you were more like a vehicle because we were taking up a lot more space. Yes, in that respect, yes. You're more inclined to kind of take advantage of the fact that you're smaller than a car otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. And do you normally cycle on the Upleith Walk with Jonah?
Not
back?
Usually with him on the back, no.
No.
His mum's not too keen on me going on the roads with him on the bike.
Yeah.
But I persuaded her that being in a group, it was a much safer thing to do.
Uh-huh.
So she was all right. And he enjoyed himself, lots of buses and transporters and stuff like that. So he was all right.
Yeah. And so what changes do you think would need to be made for your wife to be comfortable with you disappearing off
over the sunset? Probably a ban on motorised vehicles would do it.
Okay, fair enough. Never mind. Right, well, cheers. Thanks very much.
That's all right.